Your fresh inspiration for today, the gift of restoration. The gift of restoration. Last week when I was chatting with someone about apologizing for being authentically who you are, they asked me about people who use this as an excuse to be mean and nasty, to which I replied, that's not who they really are. It's inauthentic, because the reality is that to be mean or to be nasty is a destination. It's not the origination of who you are. It's the place that you've arrived at as a result of something else. It's a cause and effect. So, for example, I was abused and taken advantage of, and now I make sure I turn people off before they get too close to me. Or I was rejected as a child. I was rejected by parents or siblings or somebody that I really valued. And because they've rejected me, now I reject. I didn't feel loved, so I don't show it. It's a cause and an effect. And as I was in prayer this morning, God began to reveal to me that many of us are in need to cash in the free gift of restoration. We need to be restored, not just delivered, not just healed, but ultimately restored. For example, you can be delivered from a habit. You can even be healed of whatever led you to that habit, but not restored. Whereas the effect of that habit is still wearing heavily on you. And I recall when my aunt had breast cancer, and although the doctors were able to catch it early enough, they were able to remove the cancer from her body, it wasn't before she had to have a double mastectomy, which then required her to have restorative surgery. She needed that restoration. And many of us, we require restoration. We need our bodies restored. We need our minds restored. We need our spirits restored. We need our hearts restored. And today, I just believe that God is standing by just to do that. Restore us. And as I was in prayer this morning about what the fresh inspiration would be, that's what God began to give to me. That a lot of people simply need the gift of restoration. And Joel 2:25 talks about the promise and the gift of restoring the years that were hijacked from us. And it's a gift. It's a no strings attached gift. There is no fine print written under it. You get this gift and then in 3 days or 90 days, we'll begin to charge you for it. No, it's an actual free gift. The gift of restoration. And some of us need to stop in our tracks today and say, God, restore me, because I have been broken in so many capacities in my life, in my heart, in my mind, in my spirit, in my soul, that I simply need to be restored in order to move into the next dimension of who you've called me to be. And so it's a gift today. And I hope that you decide that you are going to take advantage of the free gift of restoration. And that's your fresh inspiration for today.
Want to connect with Kelle after the show? Follow her on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Kelle Avent. That's K-E-L-L-E-A-V-E-N-T.